Yeah, Europe to start us off, the final countdown here at Classic Hits. Stay home happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, 9th of April, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock as well. PJ, my man, how are you this morning?
Oh, not bad at all, thanks very much. How's things and all
Friday's
over there?
Eve and everything?
Friday's Eve, so it is of Easter.
Of Easter?
Of Easter, tomorrow's Good Friday.
You must be looking forward to the long break, eh?
I am. I am. Yeah, to be honest, it's all chocolate eggs and all of that sort of crack.
It's full on chocolate fest.
And by the looks of things, it's lying down in the garden.
Yeah,
in the,
go out
with,
your
with
back
the sun and all. Yeah, it's all of that going on.
I don't know. I mean, I heard the RTE kind of weather thing last night. It didn't sound amazing like
the
version I got.
Better still then. All the half wits will have to stay home.
Exactly.
Have a go half wits. You'd be some halfway now if you were stuck in a holiday home and you weren't allowed back.
On the drive in this morning, actually, I was driving on the bit of the N11 that I do drive on, right, when I come down from Narnia.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And actually, the lane heading south.
Yeah, as right, in down to Waterford, Wexford.
Was completely blocked off. As in, two guards on bikes, on motorbikes.
Yeah.
And it was completely blocked off with diversions. Around the roundabout at Loughlinstown and back on yourself.
Oh, right, yeah.
So
yeah.
I assume you have to ask for special dispensation.
Well, yeah.
If you want to go down that neck of the woods.
Basically, if there's a suitcase sitting in the back seat,
you're in bother.
You're not going anywhere.
Anyway, of course, speaking of which, none other than Minister for Health Simon Harris is on the show just after 9.
I literally just heard that as I got in this morning.
That's because you went and deleted your WhatsApp.
Because it's a stupid thing. Fake news app.
Well, this
you
bit,
can add it to all these stupid groups there. It's
this
so
bit
annoying.
Isn't fake news, though. This is genuine.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell you, it's a symbol of how broken the world is that a government minister
excuse
is going to speak to us.
He finally realised how to talk to the people, Jim.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to sound like...
It must have been some pitch when his handlers were saying that to him. Right, you're going to be talking to PJ and Jim, right?
Who?
Yeah. Look, trust me, okay, I know they're too aegis, they can barely spell their own names.
No,
they'll probably ask you, what's your favourite Easter egg, and have you ever seen a lad playing hedgehog darts? But don't worry about that.
Yeah. So make sure you find out what the hip it is. That's what they were telling them. That's what they were telling them this morning. I heard it. I saw it on WhatsApp.
Anyway, yeah, so believe it or not, Minister for Health Simon Harris on this very programme. Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah,
just after 9.
Because, so we're going to have a sort of a serious chat with him, I suppose.
Well, I mean, as serious as you and I ever managed to get, right? You can still ask him what his favourite Easter egg is.
I'll leave you at it.
Just another day. John Cicada here at Classic Hits. Stay home happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 16 minutes past 8 o'clock. Thursday, 9th of April. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Good to have you along. Thanks for all the WhatsApps. Haven't got through them fully quite yet, but 087-188-0008, if you want to lash them in. We get to see them all the time, so don't worry about that. Right, birthdays for you. We decided to move the birthdays a bit forward, right, because, you know, when you leave them till after 10, sure, the birthday's nearly over.
Sure, they're nearly over. And I want to try and start the day with my either my jackpot Jimmy win or my disappointment. Get it out of the way.
Absolutely.
Get it out of the way.
It's good. It gives you longer to recover.
Indeed.
Yeah. It's not a wonderful selection today. Right? I'll move on. Anyway.
Right, it's not
you. And it won't be the greatest of starts for you to contemplate the birthday of this man, because
Now you can see why you moved it, can't you? You can see it all makes perfect sense all of a sudden.
Because it is the birthday today of Liverpool footballing legend.
Oh, God.
Words that always put you in good form. Robbie Fowler.
Oh, Robbie Fowler,
is celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, do you know something about Robbie Fowler? Unfortunately, he does seem like a very decent fella altogether.
Does he?
Yeah, he does. Do you remember he threw away a penalty and all for fair play?
Oh, really?
Okay. And then...
My greatest memory of him is him sniffing the line.
that was very funny as well. To be fair to him, he seemed to have a good bit of crack about him. It's just a pity he's, you know, one of them and all. Oh, smell off and everything.
Come here, is he one of the ones that owns all the houses?
Yes, that's
him. Is it him and McManaman?
Yeah.
Between them, you have a huge...
huge property portfolio.
Yeah.
And they rent them all out and all of that, yeah.
Fair play to him in that respect. He didn't strike you at the time as one of the lads with the big smarts, but obviously...
No, he didn't, far from it. He looked like your man off EastEnders. What was his name?
The lad who had the dog called Wellard.
Yeah, that's him. And McManaman looked a bit like Wellard. The two of them together.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't have thought.
The boy done all right for himself.
Done all right indeed. So he did, in fairness.
So what age do you reckon Robbie Fowler is?
He's not far off my age, man. Maybe a year or two older. No, I know he's 45.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There'll be something weird about this if you manage.
Telling, yeah.
You, I don't know. I worry about you sometimes. You seem to do very well on the Liverpool Legends.
Hey.
They'll just protest too much.
How very dare you. Jeepers.
Right.
I'll tell you something. You look like a bit of a Leeds fan to me. Hair and all coming up your back and all. Big, huge hands. The size of, I don't know.
Feet.
The size of feet, that'll do.
Right, so Robbie Fowler, there's one in the bag. Look at that, 45.
Brilliant.
Okay, Kirsten... is it Kristen Stewart or Kirsten Stewart? Kristen Stewart, is it? It's the actress from the Twilight movies.
I thought it was Kirsten, but I don't know anything.
Yeah, I don't know myself.
I don't know anything.
Do you know something?
Especially about them movies.
I've never seen one of those movies.
I've seen a bit of one. I saw a bit of one, and it nearly tore my stomach. Imagine eating a whole pound of goat's cheese. That's how it made me feel. A whole pound of gone-off goat's cheese that was
really?
Overheated in the microwave. Like drinking it. That's how it made me feel. It was a weird feeling.
Not because you're in any way, you know, kind of iffy about gore or anything like that.
No, there's no...
Just rubbish.
It's absolute garbage.
Fellas, right, well, I'll tell you then.
Young, good-looking vampires. I will hurt you. Oh, God.
I'm going to give you this one. I'm going to give you this one. Set you up for a good finish, right?
Right.
Because it's a significant birthday for Kristen Stewart.
I'd say that makes her only 30.
Yes, it does. Look at that, right. So we've set it up. We've two more to go. Are you ready?
And he says there wasn't much in these birds. Will you look at me flying away there?
I'll tell you something. Do you know what's all the things he says he doesn't like? Like Liverpool Football Club and Twilight movies. He's gotten both of them right.
That's
just want to tell you that, people of Ireland.
It's my negative vocal.
And he's the man talking about fake news. That's all. Just leave it there.
It's my complete and utter ability to focus only on the negative, Jim.
It's a gift. Yeah. Right. Rachel Stevens is next for you.
Oh, which one is she again?
Singer with S Club 7.
Which one is she again? Right.
Like you don't have their greatest hit.
No, I don't have their greatest hit. Wasn't she one of the ones?
You were probably at the reunion and everything, were you?
Oh, I didn't know they got back together.
And not to mention the fact, I'm sure you have a copy of FHM, the one where she was voted the sexiest woman of all time.
No, I don't, but I'll be Googling it after this. I'll be having a look at that.
Rachel Stevens.
They all went on to do TV stuff and tell their life stories and all, did they? Is she one of them?
Well, I don't know. She did a bit of Strictly Come Dancing, if that counts.
I don't know anything about that now.
Yeah. Wait, you nailed this as well. But anyway, right, here we go.
Is she
for three in a row. Rachel Stevens, star of S Club 7.
38.
42.
Ah, fart off.
42. Not a million miles away.
Yeah.
This is the one that was set up for you.
This is
the one. Because it's only an actress from Sex and the City.
Oh, go on now with that.
Yeah.
Is it old Sarah Jessica Parker?
No, it's not. I wish I had that ready.
Yeah.
But anyway, no. It's for everybody else, this would be a... Ew. But for PJ, his favourite ever television show, Sex and the City. It is.
Steady on now.
It is the birthday of Cynthia Nixon, a.k.a. Miranda Hobbs.
Miranda. Yes. Oh dear, right, this puts me on the spot. Miranda. There, I see you. Forget that that's a 90s show and everything. And we did El Horseface not so long ago. I'm going to say Miranda Hobbs, or whatever her name is. She's like 52.
54!
Ah!
Oh my God.
Oh, I feel the pain.
Is that three times this week you've had two on the back of the net?
Yeah. Three times.
It's great.
I feel pain now.
The only thing better than failing dismally is to come so close and still fail.
I got you. Well, you see, Jackpot Jimmy, I'm going to blow it out the back of my trousers tomorrow. I'm going to win tomorrow. Well, you see, you mark my words, Jackpot Jimmy.
I don't doubt it for a moment.
And now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim, now waking up happy weekdays from 8 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you very kindly, Tara. 8:31, how are you this morning?
I'm not too bad, in good form.
Super duper. Friday's Eve.
It is Friday's Eve, and it's Friday's Eve of a banker.
Of a banker,
yeah.
Exactly.
I tell you something, good Friday tomorrow. See, the pub's closed again. I thought that was all sorted out.
Yeah.
What
happened there, eh?
Desperate, isn't it? Desperate.
That's what you get. That was my favourite tweet I saw about the whole pandemic thing was, Someone said, if you want to know how serious this coronavirus is, they've closed the pubs in Ireland. Yeah. Says previously only God could do that, and even he lost Good Friday. So
are you planning anything, Tara? Are you going to do anything?
I'm going camping.
Camping?
Yes.
In your back garden,
yes.
Please tell me.
Yes, in my
right.
back garden, of course.
Excellent.
So I'm socially responsible.
That's,
I'm not going to break
God
restrictions.
For that. Thought we were going to have to condemn our PJ, but we're safe.
No.
Yeah, safe enough.
Yeah, so that's kind of the plan for the moment, because looks like we're going to have good weather.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I have to say, was my toughest day of these restrictions and social isolation so far, because the weather was cracking.
Yeah.
And you just want
lovely.
To get out and do things, but you can't. So the garden is going to get it. I'm no gardener. I've never gardened before. My life.
Wow. Do you want any tips? Because I know a bloke sitting in there who's, I tell you something, when it comes to gardens.
He can't even make a pizza, let alone a garden.
If you'd have given him some soil, he'd have made
it. I have soil.
Have you?
Bag of it. Yes, smarty pants.
Where did you get it? Did you steal it out next door's garden?
No. You want to see the peas and carrots I have? Flying.
Listen,
absolutely flying.
I bought... see, this is how stupid we become in times like this. I bought watermelon seeds.
Watermelon?
Yeah.
Do you grow them in Ireland?
You need a half an acre to grow one of them.
I don't know, but I'm going to try.
Oh, that's going
to
be...
I'm going to try.
My God.
And I need soil, actually. I need soil. I need soil, so...
Well...
Have you noticed
PJ's
this?
Just come in with a little inheritance.
This black market is happening on social media lately where people are trying to trade paint and, filler.
Do you happen to have any clay?
Creosote.
Yeah,
I have a big sack of clay.
I have a sack of clay. And I can sell it to you. Honestly, a good deal. Like only twice the retail price.
I'll tell you what. I'll swap you for a tin of gloss paint instead. How's that?
Painting? You job painting? Ah, here.
Or is it gardening?
Just give me more. Now she's giving me two jobs to do.
Yeah, the Eurythmic Sweet Dreams here at Classic Hits. Stay home happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, 9th of April. It's almost 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. A reminder, after 9 o'clock, we will have CSI.
Yeah.
It will be there. It'll just be a bit later. We're going to do it at 9:30 this morning instead of 9 o'clock because we will be speaking. I know, it's amazing. We will be speaking, PJ and myself, to none other than Minister for Health Simon Harris on this very programme. Yes, you heard me correct. There is a person who is a minister is going to speak to PJ and myself. I wonder what he wants to talk to us about.
Well, you can tell if he's chatting to us, they're getting a bit worried about the weekend message. You can be sure about that.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's pretty
much... Get me PJ and Jim.
In fact,
we need to do this right.
Yeah, telling you. It's the way forward, Jim. It's the way forward.
Yeah, that's it. Finally, PJ. God, we could end up on Sky News or something.
God, I'd hate that so much. Imagine having to be that serious all the time. I swear to God. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it, those people, that they have to be that serious all the time.
All the time,
those
yeah.
presenters. Like, yeah. I mean, you can't... I wonder, can you even have the crack when the show is finished? Or
yeah, yeah.
You're like, yeah, I couldn't do it.
No,
I don't think it's
our forte.
Oh my God, I'd absolutely hate it. Yeah, thank you very much.
Listen,
Jim McCabe was seen enjoying himself 2 hours after a serious show. He should be ashamed of himself. I couldn't do it.
He may have even smiled, but that's unconfirmed.
Oh God, I couldn't do it.
Come here, listen though. You're going to have to do this. This is very serious. This is
what is
right,
it now?
This WhatsApp that's just come in from Jer in Limerick.
Oh yeah,
you're going to have to do your King. What was your man's name? They used to sort out the rows. Solomon, the wisdom of Solomon. Right, we're looking for here, PJ.
Yeah.
PJ and Jim, would you settle a debate for me, please? In the shower.
Right.
Do people normally face the glass or the shower head?
Oh, my God.
I face the shower head.
Do you, you weirdo?
What do you mean? I face the shower head as
you
well.
You don't. Only people in the movies face the shower head. People in real life have their back to the flow of the water. Come on. You face the
wall. Obviously you have to turn around when you're doing your back.
No, that's the way you face in the shower. Like, only weirdos face.
So you turn the shower on and the first thing that it hits is your back?
Of course, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You go straight in with your head.
You don't go straight in with your head. What happens if you fall over? You're watching too many movies, man.
Why would you fall over?
You can imagine Jim laddering himself up, opening his mouth into the flow of the water and all, thinking he's in, I don't know, what, a Beverly Hills Cop?
Psycho.
Psycho. Yeah,
right,
no.
Jared. This hasn't gone well. Ah. I assumed he'd be able to,
I am. I'm telling you that people have been watching. If you're in the shower, and this is a fact, and you're laddering up, and you're facing the shower head, how do you ladder your hands? You can't get a soap in your hand. You're washing it off constantly.
Hang a second.
You operate
first thing
the
you
shower.
Have to do is wet yourself in the shower. Right, you have to get wet all over.
right? So you get straight under the shower head.
Yeah.
Facing it.
No.
It goes on your head and all that, and then you turn around, you get a little all over your back and everything. And then you lather up, and then you go in and you rinse off.
How do you lather up if the flow of water is smashing down on you?
Step away from
out
the
of the
shower.
Water. Out of the water.
Yeah.
Great. Absolutely. You step out and start the shower and then walk away from it. That's what you're telling me you do. You start the shower and you walk away from it. You leave the shower over there while you soap up your giggly bits.
My God, I tell you something. Look at this. This is a genuine 50-50. Look at this. This is mad. The nation. This is better than Saipan.
It's terrifying that in a crisis, half the nation doesn't know how to wash themselves in the shower.
Yeah. No, it's... look, half are like, you know, face the shower head. The other half are back to the shower head, face the glass. That's mad. I never even thought that was a thing. Jerry and Limerick, I hope you're happy with yourself.
Yeah.
In this time of pandemic, you've literally divided a nation.
Back to the water. Yeah, it's back. That's what... if anyone snuck in anyway... And you were there with Google in your head under the water. Not at all. What are you doing standing out of the shower? Who gets into the shower and then stands out of the shower?
You don't stand out of the shower. You stand back from the water.
So what part of you is left in the shower
what
doing
size
your way?
What size is your shower?
What part of you is left? You step back from the water. Where's the water? Where's the water?
Oh, if you're not got a movable shower head, no. Lather yourself up and then get back in, rinse off.
Get back in. Here, get back in.
As in back under the flow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You don't step out of it. It's not like you stand in your hallway doing it.
You're a weirdo, man. Oh, yeah. Every day, something just weird. This is the weirdest thing you've ever said. This is the weirdest thing you've ever said.
That you don't stand under the shower.
That you get out of the water
in
the shower.
Listen, if Hollywood has taught us nothing, PJ, it's how to have a shower.
Hollywood. He's back into it. I told you the movies. I told you he's mad on the movies. He's mad on the movies.
Oh, man. Actually, it's amazing. It's right down the middle. Look at that. It's incredible. The nation is truly divided on facing the shower head or facing away from the shower. I can't even believe it was a thing. I didn't even think it was a thing.
I never thought in real life people faced the shower head. That was purely like a movie where you hear... you know, where they're trying to make it all saucy. But I've never thought in real life someone would have faced the shower head and then step away from the water in the shower. Like, take pictures of it or something. I never thought that was a thing. That's so weird.
Oh, wow. There you go. Look at that, people of Ireland. It's no wonder that Simon Harris wants to talk to me, PJ, myself. I mean, literally, these are the kind of questions you just don't get answered anywhere else.
It's a pity we don't have the chief medical officer on to ask him which way around you should stand in the shower, because I'll tell you.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's online revision courses and weekly classes, bringing her amazing team of teachers to your home at the click of a button. See kes.ie.
Almost the end of week 3 of our All-Ireland Breakfast Table Quiz. Cork and Limerick safely through, and it looks this week as though Mead, in the shape of Stephen Nolan, have an unassailable lead sitting top of the table. But 2 days to play.
2 days to play, and Anthony in Galway is going to have a go this morning. He's going to try and do it for the tribesmen. So he is the All-Ireland Breakfast Table Quiz Ugly Face Cup Challenge. And I think
this is going to be a big thing.
So how are you going on, Anthony?
Grand, how boys, how are you?
All good form. What's your story? What are you up to today?
On break now from work at the moment. Just chilling out here in the car.
All right.
I said I'd have a go there.
Ah, fair play to you. What, are you allowed to tell us what you do?
Yeah, I work with medical devices.
Fair play.
Right. So the car is a bit of a runaway.
It's a bit of a heaven with the Kindle, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
Good stuff.
Right, so.
How are you feeling about taking on this score? You know you got to get 14 correct answers in the 60 seconds.
Yeah, no worries, lads. I'll keep it going.
You see, I love this.
No worries.
I love this level of confidence. I think it's great.
In the bag. Right, Anthony, the very best of luck. 60 seconds.
Here we go.
In the sentence, I love you, which word is the object?
No.
It's you. In which film did Julia Roberts star as a legal assistant who uncovers illegal dumping?
Pass, I guess.
Aaron Brockovich, Luxembourg has a border with Belgium, Germany, and what other country?
France.
If you were born on the 2nd of October, what star sign would you be?
Libra.
Yeah, according to the Dickens novel, it was a tale of how many cities?
2.
With what sport is the name Andy Murray associated?
Tennis.
In biology, what sea is another name for a large intestine?
Pass.
Colon, in what country would you find the Sydney Opera House?
Australia.
What pea is the name given to fields where rice is grown?
Paddy fields.
What type of food is ricotta?
Cheese.
Meg Ryan played opposite what actor in Sleepless in Seattle and You've Got Mail?
Belgrade.
Tom Hanks, what the city of Hamburg is in what country?
Germany.
How many feet are there in a fathom?
Six.
You, I'm going to say this. You got some. You got much tougher questions than anyone else this week.
That start was a rough start, wasn't it?
Yeah.
My God. Still, though, to be fair to you, Anthony, you managed to get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct answers all the same.
Not bad going at all.
Not bad at all. Nothing to be ashamed of there. Listen, thanks for playing, Anthony. Have yourself a good day.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, buddy.
You too, guys. Thanks a lot.
Take care.
See you later, boss.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
See you later.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's online revision courses and weekly classes, bringing her amazing team of teachers to your home at the click of a button. See KES.ie. Classic hits.
So it looks as though we're heading into the final day with Meath still top of the table with that score of 13. As PJ has said, it'll be quite an impressive. When's the last time Meath won an All-Ireland?
Oh my God. I think it was like, there was only 3 years in the date anyway. That was 998 of them. The Vikings and all were playing them. It was a long time ago.
That score of 13, it is going to take a bit of beating, but to be fair, it has been done on plenty of occasions. It just depends. Like, you never know what sort of questions you're going to get.
Believe
obviously.
It or not, we've had 18. 18 is our record in the Breakfast Table Quiz.
Yeah.
Which is phenomenal. So it can actually be done, but it's hard.
Yeah. So what we're going to need is, we're going to need you to represent your county tomorrow. Any county at all. The ones we've ruled out this week. Obviously, Meath have played. Galway have played. Who else? Cork played this week as well. Can I think of anybody else? Go in, anyway, whatever. We'll work it out tomorrow.
That's it. There was only 3 days in this week. So far, that was it. You were right, Jim.
So, if you want to represent your county, have a go at the Breakfast Table Quiz tomorrow. Try and get that score of 14 to win the week, the All-Ireland Breakfast Table Quiz. Let us know, will you? 087-188-0008. And for us, of course, CSI on the way, but only after we've spoken to none other than Minister for Health, Simon Harris.
Simon Harris on the show, yeah.
Who'd have thunk it? Dereem, things can only get better here at Classic Hits. Stay at home happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, 9th of April, just 8 minutes past 9 o'clock. Normally around about now, of course, we'd be heading in to do our CSI feature and going back to a classic year and all that. But actually, funnily enough, Dereem, things can only get better. It's kind of appropriate, really.
I imagine so. I think you're right there.
Heading into our next segment, because we've pushed CSI back to 9:30 because we had the opportunity to speak to our next guest. And we're delighted to be able to say good morning to Minister for Health, Simon Harris. Minister, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Not at all. Thank you for being here. And I know the main reason that you're here, obviously, is because there's a couple of important messages that you want to get out to people in general, especially ahead of this bank holiday weekend. And we'll certainly get to those very, very shortly indeed. But something that both PJ and myself were just wondering, just from a human perspective, is normally when a guest comes on, we say, how are you? It's part of the greeting. But yeah. In this instance, genuinely,
yeah.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm like a lot of people, or like everybody in our country, I suppose, normal life is on hold. And I suppose I feel I'm working in something that just is a bit surreal, you know. It's really intense what we're doing. But I'm good. I'm motivated by the really, really deadly people we're working with. People in the health service, people in the department, people who are literally working. You know, I actually now know the meaning of the phrase 24/7. You know, we throw it out there all the time, but people are actually working 24/7. So yeah, you could not have ever imagined yourself in this situation. But I'm holding up okay.
Excellent. Well, that's good to hear, because we were trying to kind of contemplate between ourselves, you know, what you could even make the comparison to this scenario. Yeah. I mean, the closest we can get to it, we were talking about it, was war. I mean, literally, it was, you know, that's the closest kind of thing we could imagine that would put you in that, under that level of scrutiny, that level of pressure, carrying that much expectation on you. It must be extraordinary for the likes of yourself and Tony Houlihan and Taoiseach to a certain extent and senior officials in the department and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, you think you do lots of really important things in your job day in, day out. And I've been thinking that for years, you know, and things that I used to think were important now just seem utterly irrelevant. You know, all those stupid kind of political rows people have and all the shouting and roaring that goes on in the dog, it all just turns out to be absolute noise and irrelevance when you find yourself in the middle of this massive global pandemic where, you know, well over 1 million people across the world have gotten this virus that we didn't even know about its existence 3 months ago. And here in our own country now, we're literally fighting and battling every day to try and save save our lives without being too dramatic about it, to try and keep our families safe and well. And there's just a real sense of, we all just want to get this right. You know, as, and as a country, we got to get it right. And we're getting a lot right, thanks to the amazing things people are doing across the country.
I suppose the big worry now is this weekend. Easter weekend is what we're hearing all about in holiday homes and stuff. Yeah. What would you say to people who still don't get it? They still think, I'm just getting into a car and I'm going somewhere and I'm isolating myself and I'll be as safe there as I am here. Like, people who still aren't getting the message.
Yeah, so the way I kind of explain it is, we've all got to presume we have these germs in us, right? Because you or I could have this virus right this very minute and you wouldn't know about it. And every time you open your hall door and go anywhere, you're risking allowing those germs get out of your body into the air and pass on to other people. So if you decide to get in your car this weekend, well, firstly, you won't be able to, right? But if you decide to get in your car this weekend and head off to your holiday home, you actually are risking lives. I mean, it is that simple, it is that blunt. And there is a reason we're asking you to stay at home. And it's, you know, it's not a fun thing to do. It's a tough thing to do. There's parents probably listening to this program and the kids are probably nearly climbing the walls at this stage. The novelty of the school being off is long gone.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I get that. It's really, really, really tough. But, like, what's the alternative? The alternative is we decide, should we let our foot off the pedal here? And then we go the way of other countries. And we're not going to let our country go the way that some other countries have gone here. We just can't. So, you know, what we're asking you to do is really difficult. I absolutely get that. It's difficult for all of us. But that difficulty pales into absolute insignificance. When you consider what the alternative is. And don't be thinking about the government asking you to do it or the guards asking you to do it. Think about your mum or your dad or your granny or your granddad or the neighbour up the road and think about their life. And, you know, you don't want to have done anything this weekend that will in any way have jeopardised their health.
Because that's an important aspect of this, isn't it? That people do tend to, I mean, let's face it, we all to a certain extent fall into this category where you don't necessarily like being told what to do. And if people feel it's a government initiative, a guard
especially
initiative,
Irish people.
Especially Irish people, PJ, yeah. Exactly. And it's important to realise it's not about that. It's not about, you know, being told what to do by officialdom. This is the right thing to do as a human being.
That's right. And remember, like, the Irish people were telling us to do this. So, I mean, I've been hearing day in, day out, quite rightly, people in this country saying, act decisively, get on with it, do what you need to do. Don't worry about the economy, put public health first. That has to come. Like, our health is more important than anything else. Take whatever action you need and we'll sort out the rest later. And, like, that's what the Irish people said. And we followed, we made the decision on day one of this. We weren't going to make this political. We weren't going to be making decisions based on what was in my gut or my head. We were going to bring in our top doctors, like Tony Houlihan, our chief medical officer. We were going to say to him, what do you think we need to do to keep people in this country safe? And then we were going to act upon it. And no matter how difficult or challenging it is, and it has been really tough. Like, there's people sitting at home today listening to this programme that have lost their jobs. And we're going to have to, at a point in time, all work really hard to fix that and to get people's jobs back. But the most important thing we have to do is to save their lives today and keep them well.
Yeah.
That's what this is about.
Can I ask as well, because I have a mother now who's cocooning as well, and of course the question on her lips is, it's when she can see her grandkids again, like how long will it go on? And I know there's no definitive answer to that, but to everyone that is asking, like, what sort of length of time is ahead of us?
So we're talking about a few more weeks, right? Weeks rather than months, I hope. Tomorrow, Tony Houlihan's committee, we call it the National Public Health Emergency Team, will meet again. And it's going to decide on the restrictions and how long they want us to continue them for. So, I mean, just to be blunt and honest with people, the restrictions that are in place are not going to be lifted tomorrow. We're going to have to keep at it. But what we're hoping to be able to do tomorrow is kind of show people what the journey looks like. Well, look, if we keep at this for another couple of weeks, where does it bring us? What does success look like? The virus is probably going to be here for a long time, but we need to get to a point where your mom can see her grandkids again, even if the virus is in Ireland. Because, you know, we'll have it under control, or we'll get to a point where we know that even if people get the virus, you know, they'll be able to be looked after well. This health service won't be overwhelmed. We'll kind of get it under control. That's the point we need to get to. So we're not looking to get to some magic point where the virus is absolutely 100% gone before people can get back to some degree of normality. But we do have to get it under control. And we've made a good bit of progress. And when I say we, I mean the Irish people. Like, we've made a good bit of progress in slowing it down. We really have. And when you look at other countries, I'm encouraged by what I see here. But it's not where it needs to be. And if we got this weekend wrong, or if we all got a bit lazy or complacent, which is human nature, we'd actually end up going backwards to a very, very dark place.
Yeah. Also, just Minister, can I ask you as well, I mean, obviously we're talking about Easter and the, you know, the need for people to adhere to the restrictions that are in place because it's the right thing to do or whatever. I want to get to your tweet very shortly, but I just want to ask you as well, from your perspective, what does Easter hold? I mean, everybody else, okay, despite the fact that they might be complaining about not being able to go places or whatever, a lot of them will get, you know, they'll do their Easter egg thing with their kids and that sort of stuff. I mean, I'm assuming that you are pretty much, as you said, 24/7. I mean, what's an average day for you at the moment, the likes of you and Tony Houlihan and all the rest?
Yeah, so, I mean, my Easter, if you like, and the Easter of Tony Houlihan and others will involve being in the Department of Health each of the days, and working through all of the issues as they arise. So I'll give you an example. On Saturday, for every Saturday now, we meet with, we call it the Medical Leaders Forum. We meet with kind of top doctors virtually, you know, by teleconference in the department, and we hear what's going on the ground from them. How are they getting on? What are their views? What are their worries? We'll also be launching this weekend a new kind of wellbeing program to try and, recognising that it's bloody tough being at home, to try and help people, you know, keep well, mind their mental health as well as their physical health while at home as well. We every evening get the latest figures on how many people have sadly passed away, how many new cases there are. We constantly obviously try to be out in media for one simple reason, to be truthful with the people and keep them informed. So this weekend will be pretty much like any other working day for us. But that's fine, because, I mean, the pandemic isn't going to say, sure, it's Easter, we'll take the weekend off. So we'll keep at it. So there is no normal day. There's just literally, you know, you stop and ask yourself, what day of the week is it? One day just runs into the next, into the next, into the next. Today, for example, we'll have a teleconference with the Northern Ireland government and check what we can do to keep people on the island of Ireland safe, because the virus doesn't care whether you live in the north or the republic or anything about politics. So how do we kind of share information with them? Tomorrow, I think I have a phone call with European health ministers, see what's going on in other countries and how we can work together. You know, we meet opposition, myself and the Taoiseach, we meet the opposition politicians today, because we're all in this together. Everyone is working really well together and kind of parking all the normal rows. So it's kind of meeting after meeting after meeting. Met the nurses and midwives yesterday to see what we could do to help them. Met the nursing homes last week. You know, so it's trying to keep in touch with as many groups as you can and check how people are getting on the front line.
Do you ever get to sleep at all?
Yeah. I was just thinking there, all of us are staying home as much as we can and he can't get back to his house at all.
Have you seen your house in a while or anything?
Only to kind of go home and shower and change clothes and stuff like that. But it's, we'll sleep when the pandemic is over.
So there you go. The one person who can't wait for a night in is the Minister for Health.
Absolutely,
Simon Harris.
I
can't wait till you tell me to
listen. While we have you, Minister, as well, we do have to point out, because a lot of kids will be listening to the show at the moment as well now, obviously with them being off and stuff like that. That was a very, very vital tweet among many of the important tweets that I'm sure you've put out in recent time. That tweet which nominated the Easter Bunny as an essential worker, I think, will have been greeted as huge news for the kids of Ireland.
Absolutely, and I have to make another addition to the list as well today, which is the Tooth Fairy, because I get letters from children around the country as well asking me, is the Tooth Fairy still allowed to come? So this weekend, the Easter Bunny absolutely can visit Easter eggs. We can visit children's homes with Easter eggs. We've made it very clear that he needs to obviously keep washing his paws or his hands or his feet, whatever rabbits have. And needs to, there's a debate about that too, and needs to keep his distance. But the Easter Bunny can visit your house. Now, you can't go and drop off Easter eggs to all your relatives or anything like that, but the Easter Bunny can and will visit children around Ireland this weekend. And for those kids losing their teeth as well, the Tooth Fairy is also allowed in too.
Brilliant. That's fantastic.
Two lads who are going to be delighted to hear their essential workers on the front line.
On the front line is absolutely right. And listen, look, I mean, I suppose before we let you go, just to reiterate, I suppose, the main point that you're on with us about is the fact that, like, no matter what, and people are frustrated, everybody understands that people get frustrated. The weather, ironically, isn't helping by being so good at the moment. But it really is important that people kind of find something within themselves, you know, the steely spirit to actually do nothing, ironically, and stay at home, not be heading off around the place, not take to the roads, not to be engaging in any sort of social activities over what is normally a very social time.
That's right. And I mean, I think we can all feel powerless as citizens. You know, what can I do? Like, there's this big global thing going right around the world. The reality is actually you're really powerful in this, you, the individual citizen. Like, the doctors and the nurses will save hundreds of our lives during this crisis. We're going to have an ability as people to save many, many thousands if we just do as we're being asked to do. And I know it's tough, but the alternative is much, much, much worse for your family, your loved ones. So if we get this right, yeah, we're going to have a weird Easter, not like any we've had before. But we'll be looking back in a couple of months' time and we'll be saying, Jesus, that was a really tough time, but didn't we do really well as a country? Didn't we come together? And sure, we'll be able to celebrate and gather and meet with loved ones again. But we've got to get this right. The alternative, as I say, is really, really appalling for all of us. So please, please stick the course, mind each other, be kind to each other. And by the way, it doesn't mean don't talk to your family. Still pick up the phone or Skype them or Zoom them or whatever people are doing as well. Like, keep in touch and look out for each other. But just, you do need to stay at home this weekend. It's really, really important.
Great. Well, listen, Minister, just to let you know, a lot of the WhatsApps that are coming in have asked us to express people's individual thanks for the job that the likes of you and Tony Houlihan and senior officials and all that sort of stuff are doing in your attempts to control this. Thanks for speaking to us this morning, and a very happy Easter to you.
Thanks so much, lad. Happy Easter.
Yeah, bye. Happy Easter. Have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. There you go. That's Minister Simon Harris, Health Minister Simon Harris, reiterating what we all knew, but I mean, it's, you know, straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Now he's gone, I can be as honest as I want to say. If you go out to the country, if you're where you live today, you're a halfwit. It's that simple. It's impossible to leave the house and not come into contact with people.
Being a minister, he probably had to be diplomatic about it and use diplomatic language. But PJ, you don't have to use diplomatic language.
Thankfully, no one voted me into anything. So please, stay at home. If you don't, you're a halfwit.
Puff Daddy, I'll be missing you. Puff Daddy as he was then. What is he nowadays? Is he still P. Diddy or...
P. Diddy or just maybe
Sean
just...
Sean Combs or...
Just Diddy or something maybe. Diddy. I don't know what he's called. I haven't a
Diddy
clue.
Or Diddy or didn't he?
Diddy or didn't he do this back in the day?
Is he Diddy or didn't he? Anyway.
He was a big Diddy back in the day.
He's the... Oh, I'll tell you. Puff Daddy, I'll be missing you. Fleetwood Mac everywhere here at Classic Hits. Stay home happy with PJ and Jim. Welcome along if you're just joining us, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Thursday. Friday's Eve, 12 minutes past 10 o'clock.
Yeah, come here, the Queen of England, right?
Yes.
Al Lizzie Windsor, right?
I would have thought now, to be honest. I know you've stated your case in relation to the Royals on many occasions. You're not the biggest fan in the world.
I just don't see the point of it.
But I mean, I thought you would have had a bit of time now for Lizzie Bangers because she does love the old pooches.
Come here. Well, let's go through this together, right? Let's go to this collectively. As two friends do. And we'll try and find some ground on this, right? So we know she loves her dogs, right? She was very young.
Well, specifically one type of dog, is it?
Used to be. I did not know there was a change in the royal household when it comes to dogs. You know the way it was corgis for years when we were growing up.
Yeah, I thought it was always corgis, yeah.
Well, she got her first corgi when she was just 18 years old. She doesn't have corgis anymore. She has something I never knew even existed. She's two dogs now called Vulcan and Candy. And apparently they're called dorgies.
What?
Dorgies. They're a crossbreed between a dachshund and a corgi. So they're half sausage dog, half corgi. And they're called
sausage
dorgies.
Sausage corgi, my God.
Sausage corgi, yeah.
That's
yeah.
A dorgi.
A dorgi, yeah.
By the way, the fact that one of them is called Vulcan. Who named that?
I know. Vulcan. Vulcan and Candy.
Yeah.
You know which one of them does the snarling? Candy doesn't do the snarling.
No.
Vulcan's like, hello.
Vulcan, is that what Spock was?
Vulcan, yeah. Yeah, he was Vulcan, yeah.
Right, so one of the royal households are Trekkie as well, yeah, I think.
Pointy ears and all on it. Makes sense. So now you're probably assuming, like I assumed, right, that if you're a dorgie of the royal household, that you have your own. Not only do you get the best dog food in the world, you probably have your own dog servants.
Yeah.
I'd say I would have thought they had like people who fed dog food to pheasants on boar, and they raised the pheasants on boar on the dog food, and then the dog came out every day and says, "I'd like rice and pheasant head with the bottom leg of a boar." You know, you think that they would even have short menus almost for these dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the case at all. Apparently, she feeds the dogs on Tesco dog food. 45 pence a can. Tesco dog food
like
out of a can.
Out of a can?
Yeah, 45 pence a can. Now, you know the way there's like, she's a royal, you know, Waitrose is like the royal shopping whatever, you know.
Is it?
Well, yeah, there's some connection.
Not Harrods, no.
No, Waitrose, when it comes to food. And yeah.
You probably don't go into Harrods to get your bread and milk, do you?
I dare you'd be some man doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Running in your pyjamas. Well, I'm only in for bread and milk.
Can I just get bread and milk and a newspaper? Do you not have any of the small papers, no?
Yeah, yeah. Have you any of the red tops? I can't read those big.
I can't hold them big ones like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, those big pink Financial Times.
I can't
Times
even see out the car when I'm driving.
No pictures in that Financial Times. You don't know
that. Crap, so it is. There's nothing in it. Not even a bit of funnies. Don't even do the funnies. But you know, Waitrose and stuff, they do that dog food. Where it is like pheasant and boar and pear and
high end stuff,
all that sort supposedly. Of stuff. But no, Tesco dog food. I know, like 45 pence a can. Now I don't want to, I don't want to be judgmental, but I do want to say how disappointing it
but
must
you're
be.
You're allowed to be judgmental if you're talking about the Queen.
Well, I guess I am. Yes, I am. I'm being very judgmental. Come on,
it's not the same as having a go at somebody who lives in an average house in an average place. Deciding to save a few bob by getting Tesco dog food. This is the Queen.
I always thought Tesco dog food to me, right, getting dog food like that out of a can.
Yeah.
For the dog.
You're not a fan anyway.
It's like getting a McDonald's for the dog. It's like, we'll get the old treat and we go and get an L bit of. And they'd be like, oh, the smell of it. Oh. And they get stuck in and they go for it like it's a takeaway. That's a dog takeaway for me. You know what I mean? And the fact that she's giving them that, I would have thought 100% that was going to be the best of dog food.
I would have thought it wasn't even technically dog food that they'd nearly be getting served, you know, the actual pheasant.
That's what I mean. I definitely would. I'm kind of shocked. I think it's a bit scabby now.
Ah, yeah.
It's a bit scabby. I mean, if you're a royal dog and you're looking...
What's their worth, anyway? What are they supposed to be worth?
It's
a few quid, anyway.
I haven't. Imagine watching Prince Charles eating a rasher sandwich. Or a crisp sandwich or whatever he'd be eating.
Actually, that'd be deadly. Imagine one of those mad coaches they use for state occasions rocking up to a drive-thru.
I'll have a... One will have two cheeseburgers and a Happy Meal and 732 nuggets for the staff.
Yeah, big 80s number one, Karma Chameleon from Culture Club. Here at Classic Hits, Stay Home Happy with PJ and Jim. Just 10:29. We're here till midday, of course. Our new temporary time slot during the official shenanigans that are going on.
I love the way that you've named it the shenanigans. I think it works perfectly.
Well, crisis and emergency frightens me too
much.
No,
I don't like those words.
I'm going with shenanigans. Come here, listen. Damien in Dublin 8 thinks Karma Chameleon is the hit bit.
Oh, you know something? You might be right.
Well, you can find out, Damo.
Only one way to sort that out, and that's get on to Mike. 087-188-0008. Send him in that message. Or is that what he's trying to do? Is that what he's doing?
Well, yeah, that's him basically having a go. He thinks it's that. Culture Club Karma Comedian.
Well, I guess we'll find out. So what are we on today? 680 quid.
680, yeah.
Lot of money in the hit bit this morning. Yeah.
And of course, the news yesterday, Andy Bad News came in with some good news and said that because the bank holiday Monday... is funnily enough a Monday.
Yes, that means
I should have really thought that sentence through a bit better.
It's all right, Jim. It's all right, Jim.
Take over there.
You're
PJ,
in the middle of the shenanigans. Yeah, because there's no double money Monday this week because bank holidays, we're not in, obviously. It means we're going to a terrible, what was it he said? A terrific.
A terribly terrific. Either one.
You take your pick. A totally terrific triple money Tuesday, which means if it doesn't go today or tomorrow with ourselves or Niall Boylan, it will be €2,100 on Tuesday. Which
very
is
nice.
Whack-a-doodle-doo money, really.
I mean, to be over $2,000 this early in Hitbit would be amazing. So that's something to look forward to as well. That's assuming, of course, it doesn't go, because we're going to play. Obviously, we're going to be in touch with Magic Mike fairly shortly. So in about 15 minutes or thereabouts, we're going to have a bash at giving away our 680 as it stands. Of course, Niall will play again later on this afternoon, about 1:45. But assuming, as PJ says, it doesn't go prior to the weekend, we'll be back at it on Tuesday, and a totally terrific treble money Tuesday will be over $2,000.
We'll have that in our heads perfect Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning, we'll have it perfect.
By the way, Catherine's been on from Wicklow, right? Talking about the way we were chatting about the Queen giving her doggies. Tesco food. Catherine says she cooks for her Westies every day.
This is exactly the type of carry-on I imagine was going on in the royal household.
Well, it's happening in Catherine's household in Wicklow.
Well, I'd much rather be Catherine's dog than Lizzie's doggy.
Do you know what their favourite is?
No.
Mutloaf.
Mutloaf, of course it is. Of course it is. Imagine Easter Sunday, I'd have a mutloaf myself.
Also, Bill in Limerick pointed out that I was probably a touch off the mark assuming that the Queen would nip into Harrods for anything. After maybe what went on with the old, you know, Mr. Fayad and all.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that at all.
Yeah.
So
probably doesn't do a lot of shopping in Harrods.
Can't imagine anyone does in the... Yeah. Oh, my God.
In our pyjamas or otherwise.
Does Harrods though? Harrods is like a Brown Thomasy type place, isn't it?
I can't assume so.
I don't think you can run into Harrods. I don't think they do bread and dog food and all, do they? I don't imagine it's one of those places where you can get a pair of, I'll get a Gucci tracksuit and a sliced pan. I don't. That's more a little special deal than a Harrods thing, is it?
Well, if it was little, you'd get a snorkeling outfit and a sliced pan.
You're right, a Gucci snorkeling suit. That's something you'd really want to have. Yeah. Conor McGregor be wearing one of them on TV soon. Trying to make it cool.
So listen, the hit bit is on the way. 680 is what we're going to play for. We're going to do it next. So if you fancy a bash, let Magic Mike know. He's sitting there monitoring, like Big Brother. He's watching every move you make, monitoring the WhatsApp. 087-188-0008. Just let us know if you want to play.
Classic hits.
And now, the hit bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. The hit bit is worth €680 for you this morning. That's what it's worth. We'd love to give it to you this side of an Easter bank holiday weekend. And this is what it sounds like. That's it. You can listen to it as many times as you like on classichits.ie. But first up this morning, Niall is on. How are you, Niall?
All right, lads. How's things?
Super duper, Niall. What's your story?
Not much. Working from home. Sitting across from my mum at the moment, who's working from home as well.
Oh, right. God, you're an industrious bunch. Whereabouts are you, by the way?
I am in Greenhills. It's down by Crumlin.
All right, good. So you're in Dublin then, yeah?
Yeah.
And what is it you do, Niall? Are you allowed to tell us?
Oh, yeah. It's not top secret. I work for AIB, so...
Right.
In the head office, yeah.
Okay. Might be a good time to ask for something.
Yeah, I'd say. So what's the crack? Are you enjoying the whole working from home thing, or is it annoying?
Oh, well, it's only my second day working from home.
You're only getting started.
Still fresh.
Absolutely. He's still in the kind of, I think I'll make myself a cup of tea phase.
Yeah. He's probably still getting dressed and everything.
We haven't broken him yet,
not
PJ.
Another couple of weeks, we'll check in. You'll have odds, shoes and all.
If the next time he rings in for the hit bit, he'll be naked.
Hell
yeah, lads.
Right, so Niall, we'd love to give you a few quid. What do you think?
I think it's Love Machine by Girls Aloud.
Girls Aloud, Love Machine. Right, so straight for the first time this morning over to Magic Mike. How are you, boss?
Well, lads, what's the crack? Unfortunately, I'd love to be your love machine. I'm really stuck here.
Oh, my God.
It's wrong, unfortunately.
I can't believe you had to resort to that.
Hold on. Tell that man to own up. Did he change his guess or did he change his guess?
Oh, did you change your guess, Niall?
I changed the guess.
I love it. Can we just as well note the difference in voices between Mike, who has been working from home now for almost a month, and Niall, who's only done 2 days.
Yeah, the joy in Niall's voice compared to the absolute despair of Mike.
Mike having the nervous breakdown, effectively.
Anyway. Outrageous. You're banned for a year.
Right, Niall, listen. Thanks for having a go. Take care of yourself, man. Hang in there.
Alright, cheers.
Bye.
A dishonest banker. Who'd have thought? Right, so we'll have a Chris then next. Who's waiting patiently. Chris Carey, how are you?
I'm grand, thanks. How are you?
Not bad at all. Chris, how are you this morning? What are you up to?
Hanging around. I'm working from home, but I'll be working from the garden pretty soon anyway. The sun's starting to shine in.
Yeah. Where's home? What part of the country is home for you?
Santry.
Oh, Santry, so another Dublin person, right, so. Yeah.
And you're going to transport the office out into the garden, are you, Chris?
I am indeed, yeah. As long as the Wi-Fi keeps up, I'll be all right, yeah.
Happy days.
A great ring in his office and you hear birds singing and all in the background.
Yeah, dogs barking and everything.
Yeah. People be ringing you just for a chat to see how your office is getting on.
Absolutely.
Right, take it away, Chris. It's your chance to steal the money, €680. Tell us, what is the hit bit?
Right, I'm going to say Train and Drive-By.
Good tune, Mike.
Absolutely fantastic tune. But unfortunately, it is wrong. But as I say to everyone, have a go yourself. Come up, choose a good tune. And you never know.
Better, it has to be said.
Yeah, that's an improvement. It's an improvement on just the...
I'm not going as far as best, but better.
No, but better. Yeah, right direction.
Chris, listen, enjoy the garden today. Take care of yourself, man.
Thanks a million. All
cheers.
See you, Chris. Take care.
Bye-bye. Well played, Michael. Listen, we'll chat to you a bit later on. You take care of yourself. How's the Crystal Palace in Lucan anyway?
Well, it's good. I should say, lads, I've actually moved from the Crystal Palace. So I've moved upstairs. So since the time changed, I was able to come out of the glasshouse and move up to a bedroom. So I'm actually
excellent.
All right.
So you've moved from the Crystal Palace to the Ivory Tower,
yeah,
haven't you?
Yeah, I've moved from the Crystal Palace to my daughter's bedroom. So it's just, it gets more glamorous as the days go on.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's just Mike there and his crew of Teletubbies sitting around him.
Yeah, and you're surrounded by stuffed animals and soft toys.
Yeah,
I
genuinely am.
And princesses and stuff.
I've a doll's house in front of me. I have a unicorn on my left.
Oh, Jim. Brilliant. He works for us. He's always surrounded by princesses.
Well, that's very true, yeah. It'd be just brilliant. I hope his daughter now is insisting that he's only allowed into the room if he wears a tutu. I love it. Right, Mike, thanks a million for that. Now, remember, of course, if the hit bit isn't won over the course of the next couple of days, it'll be worth a phenomenal €2,100 on what we have termed
the totally terrific Triple Money Tuesday.
Yay! Oh, yeah. So you can have a go again with Niall Boylan, 1:45 this afternoon. We'll play again tomorrow, of course, but if it doesn't go, big, big cash when we get back into it. On Tuesday on the hit bit. But of course, classichits.ie if you want to see the previous guesses and have a listen.
I told you, wait to see. I'll be saying totally terribly terrific Tuesday thing. Wednesday morning, first thing, I'll have it down. No problem.
PJ's Life Hacks.
Yeah, it's PJ's Life Hacks with a bit of a difference, right? Thank you, by the way, for joining us this morning. Welcome along if you are only just joining us. You're just in time for what is... You could argue one of the most important announcements we've ever made on the show.
Oh, lads.
Certainly in recent times. But as you know, PJ's been struggling with the fact that he can't get a haircut.
Lads, this is we're at serious levels.
Absolutely.
This is a very serious level.
Who are you telling? I have to look at you.
Well, hey! You're very privileged to look at a man fall apart in front of your eyes.
Yeah, so listen, so it's not strictly speaking PJ's life hacks as in him giving the life hack.
No.
It is actually, we had to go to the experts in order to try and save PJ from himself. Because you had contemplated the DIY.
The home haircut.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Well, let's just find out, shall we?
Okay, let's
We've got
that.
A serious expert, none other than co-founder of the Grafton Barber, Conor McAllister. Good morning to you, sir.
How are you, PJ and Jim? How are you keeping, lads?
All good, man. All good. How are you?
I'm good. Enjoying the sunshine.
Yeah, yeah. Conor, can I just say, Jim says all good. I'm not so sure. I'm the one with the hair problem here.
Like Rapunzel now, PJ.
Oh, listen, it's gone, man. It's gotten to I've got hair like a Brillo pad anyway. You can clean pots with my head.
Yeah, yeah.
Quite effectively clean pots with my head. And now, like many of the lads all around the country, it's getting worse and worse and nobody really knows what to do.
I know. I think at the end of this, there's going to be a few career changes now with people fancying themselves as barbers. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I mean, you must have seen at this stage between social media and God knows what else and people contacting you directly, Conor. I'd say you've seen some absolute catastrophes, have you?
Lads, I'm not joking. Like, I mean, I swear to God, some of the ones that we're getting in, I don't know if you've seen the one that Ronaldo won, not as in the old 1980s Ronaldo. And my God, what a haircut. I can't believe he actually wore it out himself. But a lot of young lads have ended up like that. I don't think true intention. I think it was just that's the way it ended up.
Yeah, they're Corona cuts, aren't they? That's what they're
getting. Yeah, look, as my brother says, you can have three options. You can have the full metal jacket cut, the full metal jacket cut, or you can have the full metal jacket cut.
You see, Conor, I've been trying to persuade. Yeah. I've been trying to persuade PJ to go my route, okay? So I've got the full chrome dome going on right anyway, and it's nothing to do with the virus. This was around a long time before that.
Jim knew the virus was coming in the 60s,
so I shaved it off. But I've been trying to persuade him to go my route. But you think you have a solution for him, do you?
Well, look, listen. The way I look at it is, I mean, I'm sure most of the people out there have. I would suggest to anybody listening, do not use the scissors. Please do not pick up the scissors. And number one, I mean, the frontliners don't need anyone else going and cut fingers or cut foreheads.
Correct.
So stay away from the scissors.
Yeah.
Give a little clippers, get the neckline done, a little tidy up around, get the neck hair off the neck, the locks can be done, and keep it nice and simple. Don't go trying to cut the top, unless you want a skinhead. Now, I know PJ used to wear a number 3 or 4, I think it was, all over.
Twos and threes, for years.
That's right, yeah, I remember that, PJ. And then now you've went for a bit of a quiff, a bit more style in it there now.
Well, so, you know, I'm a bit older now. You know, look, I want to look at least like there might be a bit.
I wanted him to wear. I don't know if you're familiar with the film version of The Young Offenders, where he played the drug guy. I wanted him to wear that haircut,
well,
Connor.
Okay, that's very achievable. That's very achievable. Like, no problem talking through that one. I wouldn't have to say that.
Yeah. But you reckon you can with it? So leave the scissors down. Do not pick up the scissors. Pick up the clippers, yeah. and just go for a very basic tidy.
Look, if you have to, I mean, if it's getting to detrimental stages that you're at home there and you want to start looking in the mirror and seeing something a bit prettier there, yeah, not bad. I would say pick up, if you have a little clippers, don't start getting to try and shave it and stuff like that. Take the neck hair off, take the little bits around you know, the ears and stuff like that. But just be careful. I mean, we're all skilled people. We may not seem it to a lot of people, but we're professionals that train for many, many years on trying to create this works of art.
But that's it. That's why it's so terrifying. To those of us who recognise the skill of a barber, it's absolutely terrifying to go near yourself. As well, a lot of lads, like, you know, when my age as well, pre-internet, you know, I've gone into the toilet just to wash my hands and come out with one eyebrow. So I have to be very careful.
Yeah, yeah. In fairness, DIY was never really your forte.
No.
Really, to be fair to you.
No, far from it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, listen, just a matter of interest, Connor, right? I mean, is there anything product-wise? Now, I'm not talking about hair-cutting products. I'm talking about, you know, I don't know, what you people with hair would wear. Like, I don't know, gels and creams and all. Would there be anything of that nature that people could use to help?
Restyling as such.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I tell you, Jim, the funny thing is, we're closed. I mean, all our stores are closed the last 4 weeks nearly now. We're coming up to 4 weeks. And we've noticed a big surge in online products. And the reason being, I think, is because instead of people taking chances on cutting and stuff and have a bit of length, this is the ideal time for anybody out there. Instead of cutting, like, it's the biggest mistake, I hate to say, nearly, is that if you do go and give yourself one of these, it's great social media, we'll all get a great laugh out of it and stuff like that. Yeah. In fairness, it's the time now to start changing. Like, you're going to see changes from these skin fades that have been around there for the last 2-3 years type of thing. It's going to start getting a bit of length in now. People are going to start to realise that it can actually look good with a bit of length in it. The products then are the kind of like framing up the picture, because by using the products and stuff like that, you can actually style it and try out things that you never would have been able to when it's so short, you know?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Yeah.
Wow, I tell you, man, you could be waltzing in here one of the days fully brill creamed up. You could be doing, you know, I don't know, you could do G.I.P.J.
I'll do the full ginger colour and a perm to myself, the homemade.
Well, I tell you, funny enough, you're saying about a perm, PJ. I remember going to see you one time and you tore my brother apart because you told him he looked like the Eurovision entry for Israel.
Oh, fantastic.
He never forgot it, I swear to God. I hope he never gives you a haircut.
Oh, yeah. Jeeves, I know. You don't. Let us know which one he works in so we don't go near it, will you?
That'd be brilliant. I'll drive you there when this is all over, PJ. I tell you, I really will. Right, so listen.
The other thing is, Jim, sorry, if there is people who are looking for, I mean, if it gets to that and they want to kind of have a look and have a go at trying to give themselves a little trim, we have like a little tutorial section on the website which goes through beard care and how to give yourself a little trim, how to style your hair, and little tips from the barbershop type of thing, you know?
Brilliant. What website's that on, Connor?
It's www.grafenbarbers.com/tutorial.
Right, okay. I mean, again, I just have to advise PJ to be careful with that, because the last tutorial he looked up, it was trying to make pizza dough, right?
Oh, my God.
And he ended up learning how to do the Rubik's Cube. It was very strange.
I
but
swear
anyway.
To God, I learned up how to travel in time. It went that wrong. It went so far wrong.
But for normal people, www.graftonbarber.com/tutorial. That's the one to go
barbers,
to, isn't it?
Barbers, plural.
Barbers, right. Barbers. Listen, Connor, fair play to you coming on and trying to guide us through that. Cheers,
lads,
man. Take care of yourself.
Much,
see you later, man. Thank
bye-bye.
You,
stay safe.
There you go. That's Connor McAllister, co-founder, of course, of the legendary Grafton Barbers. And a little bit of advice. So that's it. Leave the scissors alone.
Yeah.
Pick up the clippers. Pick up the products. And, you know, embrace it, PJ. Embrace a new style, a new you.
I think I'm just going to go with Simon Harris's advice and stay at home and out of sight. Out of sight, out of mind. Because if I go at myself with the clippers, or even if I went at myself with hair oil, whatever that is, you can imagine the state of me. I'm too afraid to touch myself.
Well, I think that's good news to all of us.
It's all coming out wrong, especially with hair oil.
Yeah, George Michael and Faith with Rehab from Amy Winehouse just ahead of that. Stay at home happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, 9th of April, Friday's Eve, as we used to refer to it back in the day.
Still do.
Heading into a bank holiday weekend. Look, no matter what way you shake that down, a bank holiday weekend's a bank holiday
it
weekend.
It certainly is.
Yes, you can't go anywhere.
Thank God for that.
Stay in. Go out your back and tan.
Go out your back and tan. Is the star? Was it the Star that had that
star
headline?
Had it yesterday. Still doing the rounds online, to be fair.
Headline of the year, definitely.
Absolutely brilliant. But anyway, yeah, please do, you know, stay at home. Observe all of the protocols and the restrictions or whatever, despite the temptation of the weather that was promised. Although, to be honest with you, as I said earlier on, I think they've rowed back a bit on how good it'll be over the weekend. I don't know.
Well, see, I haven't a clue. I'm trying not to look at it because
yeah, you're probably better off.
Because if I don't look at it, I don't feel like I'm missing out. Anyway, I never feel like I'm missing out.
Anyway, look, there's always chocolate.
It's always chocolate. Stuff your
just remember that.
Stuff your big fat one with a big lump of chocolate this weekend and do it guilt free and enjoy it. I can't wait to do it. Love is in the air, Jim, in the Hong Kong Zoo. Love is in the air. You know the way pandas are notoriously useless when it comes to recreating themselves or procreating or whatever
you
might say.
Yeah, they're not really into it.
Not into it. They're not into it. It's like all pandas, it's like they've been married for 20 years. Every one of them. Yeah. The way they carry on. You know, it's kind of like, oh, yes. Everything, they really need a special occasion to have a bit of mammy and daddy time, you know.
Yeah.
But a Hong Kong Zoo in Ocean Park Theme Park Zoo, Ying Ying and Lele, they decided.
Well, it was magnificent. What was the second one called?
Lele.
Yeah,
Ying Ying and Lele have decided last Monday to have a night in. There's
right.
No other way of putting it. They had a night in.
So they're doing a Netflix and chill, aren't they?
They're doing a Netflix and chill in the Hong Kong Zoo. They sent the cubs out. And they had a night in.
they got in a panda sitter and everything,
they? Got
didn't
in
they?
A panda sitter and all. You know, they were like, you know.
Where'd you fancy going? Oh, I thought we might go over there.
Yeah, go over there. Yeah, man.
The Bamboo Palace.
Yeah.
We'd go over there.
They went to the Bamboo Palace. They came home. They filled up the hot water bottle. They did what they were needing to do. They're both 14. Ying Ying is the female. Lele is your man. They were showing signs now during the week, apparently. They were sort of, you know, they were flirting. Basically.
Right,
they were flirting.
Oh my God.
So they were acting on it, and the first time in 10 years now, the two of them have had a go.
ten years?
10 years, the first time.
Bloomin' heck.
They had a go 10 years ago, and they were young, you know, a young love. You can't keep your hands off each other. And sure, then, you know, 10 years later, you'd be wondering, did I make the right decision?
I think I'd rather have a little bit of bamboo.
You'd be looking at Lele going, are you not going out? No. Like, it's like,
you're not supposed to be meeting the lads.
You're just looking.
What are you talking about the lads? I'm the only panda in here.
Yeah.
Go and meet the orangutans or something, will you? Just get out of the place.
I'm sure they were mad about each other at the start, but now Ying Ying's looking at Lele and he's just scratching his ass with a bamboo in the house. She's like, jeez, this fella's driving me mad. But anyway, they started doing a little bit of flirting. As they do, and they ended up acting on it the first time, like I said. So they leave markings, sort of scent markings, you know. And Ying Ying spends a load of more time kicking back in the water and all, sort of showing herself off and that. That's true, that's what they do.
I'll take your word for it.
And then Lele, he got the hint, and the two of them have had a go. And they don't say it in the story.
Right.
But I it does strike me that maybe one of the big put offs was that it was in the zoo when the zoo was open. Obviously now there's no spectators.
Yeah.
The two of them have decided, finally, a bit of peace and quiet.
God, Mike. Yeah, exactly. Finally. All of this time they've been giving out about pandas not recreating in captivity.
And like all of
all
us,
they had to do was give them a bit of privacy.
A bit of privacy. Just leave them alone for a week.
Yeah.
And next thing, so they've
not
talked.
Not everybody's into that. You know, dog and business and
no
all that.
No one's into that. No one wants to be viewed.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, Lele
we're not all exhibitionists, you know.
Yeah, next thing you know, Lele isn't scratching his arse to bamboo. Ying Ying's flying around the water. Yeah. Everybody, you know, the cubs are back. It's obviously, I reckon it's definitely that.
It is. You're dead right. Bit of
definitely
privacy.
That. Sure, you can't. You know, you're even when you're sitting with your other half and you'll be having a chat and you get a text message that drives you mad. Imagine opening the window and there's like 3,000 fellas going, how are you doing that? Yes.
Phil Collins, remember, of course, Dusty has a big special on Phil Collins. Bank Holiday Monday, 5 o'clock. You can get a fabulous documentary, I suppose, is the... what would you call it?
Yeah, I'd say documentary.
Special,
radio,
I suppose,
documentary,
yeah.
Special, radio special about Phil Collins. Yeah, it's supposed to be deadly.
Yeah, Dusty's good at that sort of stuff. So 5 o'clock, Bank Holiday Monday. And just a couple of quick ones before we go. Hi, PJ and Jim. Can you wish my wife a happy birthday? Andrea Hoghie
Absolutely.
Andrea Haughey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Andrea Haughey, and happy Easter to you as well.
Absolutely. And also, Pat has been on, right, to say that his, he says, my bet is that we'll end up with not one, but two eggs live in studio for Easter after PJ gives himself a haircut.
You may very well be right. I actually think you might be bang on the money there.
That's the way to go, buddy, I tell you.
I'd be just afraid I'd leave patches and all. I don't know how to handle the pressure of it.
Right, well, listen, make sure you're with us tomorrow, eh? We'll do it again tomorrow.
Join us tomorrow. We'll do it all again. Get you started for the Easter weekend. We'll talk to you right first thing at 8 a.m.
You've just been woken up happy with PJ and Jim. Classic Hits.